It is time for a visit with Diarrhea Man. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing good after hearing that song. It's only the second time I've been on your show,
I know.
Greg.
Hi, Diarrhea Man.
Well, no, I'm not Greg.
Oh.
Snake.
You want to say hello to Diarrhea
Man? Yeah, hello, Greg? DM.
Hey, Mike.
DM with a BM.
No, no, he's not Mike. He's Greg. Mike's here.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I had a great
New Year.
We
really don't know you very well.
No, all you got to know is that I have two loves in life. Sports and diarrhea.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what your craft is, but I assume that you plied it somewhere and brought it in.
Yeah, I like to go into locker rooms and talk to professional athletes about sports, my first love, and then somehow shoehorn diarrhea into the conversation until they acknowledge said diarrhea. So, I was in town yesterday.
Yeah, you don't live here, do you?
No, man.
You live in Poop Town, don't you?
I live in Guadalajara.
Oh.
Same thing. I was in town yesterday and just happened to make it out to the Maverick game, and they were playing the 76ers. I don't know if you guys saw the game or not.
Yeah, we saw
it. Oh, yeah, we watched it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I went in the locker room, and I found Aaron McKee.
Right, of the 76ers.
Yes, he's a very important player for them and almost won the game, I saw.
That's right.
With a overtime shot. And so I got into a sports conversation with him that eventually strayed into diarrhea.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, let's listen to Diarrhea Man with Aaron McKee.
The Mavericks are kind of struggling right now. Is this a team that the league approaches a little bit differently from last year? You look at them differently?
No, I think you still approach this team the same way because they're capable of putting up numbers at any moment. But that saying is so true. You live by the sword, you die by the sword, you know? So, you know, those guys come out gunslinging, and you know, for the most part, they want to pretty much try to outscore people.
True.
And they have the parts to do it, so.
How about you guys? I mean, it's been up and down season for y'all. Is the confidence still there?
Yeah, the confidence is still here. We just struggle so much with injuries and not having a full roster for the most part. And, you know, it seems like every time we get one guy back, we lose another one. So, you know, hopefully before the All-Star break, we can kind of gain some momentum and get some consistency and just go from there.
Is that the focal point right now, getting to the All-Star break and becoming healthy and then looking forward to the second half?
Just staying afloat and, yeah, just getting guys back healthy and just, you know, just going from there and see what happens.
Is it tough to compete or is it nice with the Eagles playing so well right now, kind of drawing the attention away from y'all?
Because we relish that, you know, because this season is going to be over soon, whether they win a Super Bowl or, you know, whatever happens from that. And then all the attention is going to be focused on us, so we might as well take it all in now. But it's a great thing for the city of Philadelphia with the Eagles doing so well.
Talk about overcoming your diarrhea problem and make it in the NBA.
I didn't know I had a diarrhea problem.
Well, it was... I'm with the NRDA, the National Rifle and Diarrhea Association. And you were on one of our list as guys who overcame a massive problem.
Well, they told me it was you. I didn't know it was me. They told me it was you before I did the interview. They told me that you had the diarrhea problem.
It's not true that your roommate had to move out and your girlfriend split up with you in college because of your massive diarrhea?
Not true at all. That was a good one, though. I like that.
You should have had a camera on me, man. You could have got a better response out of it.
Oh.